Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. Offer ends this Sunday, February 28th. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. We're having so much fun today. And Charlie Baker just had a meeting, a Zoom call. He went over some updates on COVID, and he's lessening some of the restrictions, I would say. He's reining it back a bit, which, honestly, I was talking to someone about this yesterday, and I said, listen, and actually, I think David Marcus said it well yesterday. It's like, if these people are going to scale it back, I'd rather them do that. Yes, am I saying I told you so? Like, what took you so long? Of course, you killed the economy. I mean, of course, it's frustrating. But that doesn't mean that I'm not dancing in my seat at the thought of going to a jam-packed restaurant. Because I love restaurant owners, and I love people who go to restaurants, and I think it's so fun. So I'm taking this as some good news. And something that is not as good a news, though, is this website. Massachusetts residents attempt to book COVID vaccine appointments. Social media users continue to express frustration. After the state's website to book appointments crashed last week, the state said they had redesigned the website. At a press conference Wednesday, the Baker administration said it had been working with its tech team to improve the site's capabilities and functionality to deal with big numbers. But it didn't go that well. The administration said they were expecting the performance of the site to be significantly better this week. Although, the governor added, patience is needed, of course. If we've learned anything over the last couple of months with Charlie Baker, it's you have to have patience, guys. You have to have patience. We're doing the best we can. Twitter users still weren't happy, noting lines of more than 100,000 people, long wait times, which sometimes go up rather than down, and occasionally getting kicked out after waiting. I shouldn't be laughing, but I mean, this is just a disaster. When MassLive looked at the website, there were more than 108,000 people in line. Others on Twitter expressed similar experiences. I believe I'm reading from MassLive right now. The portal notes that as of around 8:30 a.m., fewer than 450 vaccination appointments still remain at the state's large-scale immunization sites. It's actually worse, said one Twitter user, because at least last time you found out instantly that the site was down. Now you have to wait an hour just to find out there are no appointments. Taylor logged on this morning and he had some ridiculous amount of minutes that he would have to wait, like 500 or something. So now here are some of the tweets. Time will tell, and yet time is what has been in abundance. Months and months to plan and millions of dollars. I cannot comprehend why this infrastructure wasn't ready last year. Might have yielded better outcomes and far less frustration. Speaking of frustration, Baker was actually talking about that today. Let's play that first cut.
We're constantly going to be dealing with issues of frustration and anxiety, which I totally get because, as you said, several of you have said in your remarks, people want to move past this. And I do think in the end, the approach that's most likely to be successful is going to be a series of channels, whether it's people getting contacted by their provider organization, people working with a local regional collaborative. I mean, Western Mass, for example, has a regional collaborative in place in Berkshire County that is vaccinated a higher percentage of their population than any other part of Massachusetts. For some people, it's going to be going to a mass vac site. And the mass vac sites, generally speaking, have been really well received by the people who've gone there.
Okay. First of all, I don't know how Howie does this every day, listens to all these cuts. I've been so far removed from Baker for the last couple of weeks. I'm not prepared. My tolerance is low.
That was actually from a Zoom hearing. That was not from his press conference today. But the message is there.
Either way, the voice is the same and the message is clear. It's going to be vexing and frustrating and anxiety-producing. But I think that last tweet I read really hits the nail on the head, and it's something that I have been critical of Baker for, and I've been waiting to see more people say this, which is Charlie Baker was extremely, extremely outspoken about how bad of a job he thinks Donald Trump did, especially regarding the pandemic. Every chance he got, if he wasn't talking about Tom Brady and how much he loves Tom Brady or his friends, stories about his friends, he was talking about Donald Trump and how Donald Trump and the federal government did not do a good job and it was very disappointing and he was disappointed and he was downtrodden and every single thing was bad, yada, yada, yada. And that's all well and good. You know, that's what governors do. They tend to just critique the president if the president is not on their party. And Charlie Baker is a loyal Democrat. Trump was a Republican. I get it. But I am confused when you're the governor of a state and you criticize and criticize and criticize the federal government's response to the pandemic. And that same administration that you've harped on for being incompetent comes out with the vaccine. I'm not saying Trump was in the lab creating it himself, but you guys understand that the Trump administration, with Operation Warp Speed, helped develop this vaccine. They were the administration that can take credit for it, in other words. That's a big deal. That's a big win for Trump. Now, Charlie Baker, as far as I can tell, has only spent the last couple of months whining about how bad everything was and how we had to kill the economy and we had to delay everything and we had to keep everything shut down until there was a vaccine. So you would think in this time that he would be working on this, working on the website, working on the rollout, working on with the pharmacies. Because he knew that the administration was not going to help him. From what he said, he had no faith in the administration. So what has he been doing all of these months besides shutting things down? And that is something that I think is relevant, and it applies to so many of these state officials. They're excellent. They're excellent at shutting things down. They're excellent at laying off private sector people, losing their jobs, keeping their people on staff, keeping their people on payroll. But they're great, 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 great at saying, sorry, your license has been revoked, your restaurant has to shut down. Sorry, your business, you're not essential. You're not essential. You have to shut down. But creating things is so out of their realm. Creating a functional website was his job for the last few months, as far as I can tell. Creating a vaccine rollout was his number one priority for the last few months. And it has been, by all accounts, a complete bleep show. So, do we get to be critical of the Baker administration? He was very critical of Trump. It was Trump's job. But what's his job? Because now the vaccine's here. So isn't his only job as governor, or one of his few jobs, to govern and to get this vaccine into the arms of the people of Massachusetts? I'm blown away. Another tweet says, is this any better than the website being totally unusable like last week? The same people who have time to constantly hit refresh are the same people who have time to wait in line for an hour plus. This doesn't create equitable access to vaccines. And another person says, truth, if you wait, it is a wait to access the website so that you can then hit refresh 1,000 times only to discover there are no appointments anyway. What they did was make it not crash. They didn't actually fix anything about the user experience. Another person says, my estimated time in the waiting room just increased as I waited from 3 minutes to 42 minutes to 83 minutes. Another person says, moving in the wrong direction, got down to 11 minutes and now up to 351. Reminds me of that song, remember from the musical? 525,600 minutes. That's actually probably a good day on Baker's website. Ronnie, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. What's going on, Ronnie?
Hey, what's going on, Grace? Loving the show.
Thank you.
Regarding President Trump, Charlie Baker has more control over my life for the past year than Trump ever did or ever will.
Ronnie, can I interrupt you for 1 second? And would ever want to have? Do you notice that?
Right.
He would never want to have control over your life.
No. And, you know, one of the things, you know, I'm so tired of Governor Baker coming out week after week and acting like, you know, like he's a victim of the system as much as we are. And it's like, buddy, you are the system, you know, and the fact that he comes from a healthcare background, it's not like Governor Baker was building rockets before he became governor. He was in the healthcare field. So he should know about rollouts and he should know about rolling out a vaccine and he should know about dispensing care to people.
Absolutely. Ronnie, great call. I really appreciate it. Please call back. That is such a great point. He was in healthcare before. He should know how to do it. And I've noticed that exact same thing every day. He acts like he's not part of his group. Like, I have no idea what's going on back there. I don't know why they can't get this thing together. Am I right, guys? And meanwhile, we're all like, wait, aren't you the one governing everyone? Aren't you the boss? Yikes. Guys, this week is the week you've been waiting for. You may have just received a special email from me about this, but let me tell you now, my friends at Eden Pure have brought back the ever so popular Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. BOGO, buy one, get one free. That is the key word. And this expires Sunday, February 28th at midnight. There's been over 60,000 of these sold. It is slated to sell out again, so if you have one, get another, and you'll have two. And actually, if you get one now, if you already have one and you get one, you'll have three technically, right? Because you're going to get another one free. Everybody loves this. We've had people call up who have dogs and cigar smokers and cook sausages, and this thing can kill any scent, makes the house smell clean. And even if you're not a big cook or you don't have dogs or anything, it's nice just to keep the air flowing and fresh. You don't want that stale kind of winter into spring air.
And now that things are opening up next week, the restrictions are being loosed, you'll be able to have people over again. You want to get the pandemic smell out of your house as fast as you can.
Exactly. So, guys, make sure you check this out. If you take advantage of the BOGO offer, the Thunderstorm is below $100 and doesn't take up any room. I'm holding it up now if you're watching on our YouTube. And it does have this little nozzle on it, so you can change how much you want it to, how strong you want it to work. It's a great product. The Thunderstorm is below $100. It doesn't take up any room. No filters are needed. Take advantage of the BOGO offer before it expires this Sunday. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Grace BOGO. I'm going to say this last part really slow. EdenPure.com, Grace BOGO. By the way, shipping is free. I'm opening up the lines here for this last hour. What is your grievance with Baker? I mean, do you feel like Ronnie? Do you think this guy is shrugging it off and pretending it's not his problem? Are you giving him some grace? Are you saying, you know, there's not much you can do? Or are you kind of livid? I'm on the livid side of this. I think he had plenty of time to prepare. And a lot of these businesses have been getting very creative over the last few months and have been working on doing everything they can to keep their businesses open. So I think the least they could have done was had a working website. 844-500-4242. We're going to be taking calls for the rest of the hour. Do not go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Well, first of all, the website didn't crash today. Okay, first of all, there were no widespread outages on the site today. There was a lot of information that showed up on the site that made people deeply unhappy, and that part I get.
Sorry. That's an amazing cut. I mean, technically, he's right. Technically, if that's what we're going for, it did not crash. There was no octopus. By the way, Jared, I have to ask this, and I don't even know if you'll know, but maybe you will. The plural of octopus.
Octopi.
Octopi? Are we sure about that?
Yes.
There were no octopi today, which Charlie Baker is taking as a win.
Way to paint the roses red, Chuck.
Exactly. Rose-colored glasses all around at the State House. Now it is time for the poll question. I see you guys on the line. We will be getting to your calls. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. You know what? Howie was telling me today, he said, I think you should do more local stuff. And I was kind of like, I don't know. If that's what we got, I'll do that all day. But the website didn't crash. It just told people things they didn't want to hear. Wow. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Jared Diglio is on the board. What is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
How would you rather spend 2 hours listening to the Springsteen Obama Renegades podcast, reading Hillary's new book, or watching the Pete Buttigieg documentary?
Oh, like I said, these are all terrible, terrible options. Whoever came up with this poll question is truly the devil. I'm going to say Pete Buttigieg.
The Mayor Pete documentary is still holding first place at 53%.
And if you guys haven't heard about Hillary's new book, it's a thriller. And she says, my first work of fiction, but drawing from some life experience. Hillary Clinton is working with Louise Penny on an upcoming thriller novel. State of Terror will follow a novice Secretary of State who faces the daunting task of rebuilding American leadership after years of diminishing influence abroad. Oh, I can't wait. Adding it to the Kindle as we speak. Tom, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, Grace. Great show.
Thank you.
Wow, there you go. I heard the last caller, and what he's failing to understand is that Charlie Baker is not a manager. Now, maybe he worked in the healthcare field. Maybe he swept floors. I don't know. Maybe he's got a great handshake and they, move him up. But a manager manages the people that are under him. And in his case, he's got all these departments. And he's essentially failed in every one of them. Look at the DMV situation.
Right.
He didn't know anything about it.
And no, you
still don't
right.
have an answer.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I mean, the state police, there's a million. I'm going to read you guys another tweet right here. Been in the queue since 7 a.m. This is the queue for the coronavirus vaccine website. Now estimated wait time is 30 minutes. 8,750 people in front of me. Says fewer than 450 appointments remain. Doesn't look promising yet again. And if, like yesterday, if there aren't any left, by the time you go through the questions, the slot is gone. Ridiculous and frustrating. But Baker did admit, Jared, he didn't use the word ridiculous, but I believe he used the word vexing. Can we play that cut? And after the cut, I will take some more of your calls on Charlie Baker.
And I'm as frustrated and disappointed about it as anybody. And I know how frustrating and disappointing and vexing and troubling it is for people here in Massachusetts. No question about it.
Vexing. Pete, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Pete.
Hi, it's great to talk with you. You're doing a great job. And I started listening to talk radio in 72 when I was 13 with Jerry Williams. And I think you might be an heiress to those thrones. But anyhow,
thank you, Pete.
I'm wondering, I heard on your... Oh, well, I hope it's the case. So I heard on the news in between that there's a Lyme vaccine coming up. So once that's available, when you're on the waiting list or on hold, can you order Corona with Lyme?
Yes. Pete, thank you for the call. Please call back. I really appreciate it. I also appreciate everyone saying nice things. That always makes me feel good. But, I have to say this, Jared. So I guess there's all these new things that are coming out. It's not just capacity at restaurants, but I'm getting wind that dance floors might be opening up soon. So I just walked out of the studio and checked my phone, and I had quite a few messages from friends of mine who know that I'm cautiously optimistic about the wedding come November. A lot of people are telling me the news about the dance floor, which is great. I mean, you don't want to have a wedding without a dance floor. Not to make this, like I said, not to make this about me.
You and the fiance have to be 6 feet apart for your first dance.
Might have to wear masks, but what are you going to do? Guys, 844-500-4242. We'll take more of the calls. Great callers today. And Jared has some more sound for us on the other side. Maybe a couple stories for producer's picks. We got it all. And then, of course, Howie Carr. I'm sure his hair is on fire. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Truly amazing when it comes to being a complete hypocrite. Remember when Vice President Kamala Harris was questioning the safety of the vaccines because Trump was president when they were created? Well, now she's being interviewed by Al Sharpton, the other person who possibly did as much damage as she did in making people skeptical of these vaccines. And she's on with Al Sharpton and she's telling people, I promise you and I am telling you, this vaccine is safe and it will save your life and the lives of your family and your community. Maybe you should have been such an anti-vaxxer for that couple weeks when you wanted to be vice president. That might have helped the situation. Remember they asked her at the debate if she was going to get one and she was, oh, they were so cute about it. Like they couldn't say, oh, well, you know, if Dr. Fauci says it's okay, as if Trump's in the lab with the doctors going, yeah, this looks good to me. Send it out. People are such phonies. All right, guys, now it is time for the moment we've all been waiting for. But first, before we get to producer's picks, I want to read just a couple more of these tweets. And I want to play some breaking news here from Governor Baker, actually not from Governor Baker, but from somebody in his administration this is Karen Polito. She's got great news for one of our own here. This is excellent news.
Restaurants will be permitted to host musical performances. This is good news, Governor. You might be returning back to this very room in the near future.
Forget Baker singing. Taylor Cormier is going to get back in the mic, Polito. So take that. Okay, our guy, our Sinatra, is getting back behind the microphone.
I am so out of practice. Like, just going around my house and leisurely singing, I go, oh my God, I sound terrible. So I've got to get the pipes working again.
Taylor, let me tell you something right now. You could get up on stage at a restaurant. First of all, people are going to be drinking heavily. It's been a rough couple months. You could get up and sound like a cat on a tin roof, and people would say,
I probably sound as bad as Charlie Baker does when he talks normally.
People are going to go, bravo, get this kid a record deal. Columbia Records, sign him up. We're so excited. Taylor's going to be back on the mic. So keep yourselves posted for his latest gigs. Listen to this tweet. Can someone explain to me how I went from my estimated wait time of 21 minutes to 1,500 minutes on the MassVax site? It's clearly not holding your place in line. It's like what Jerry Seinfeld says. You know how to take the reservation, but you don't know how to hold the reservation. It's the holding of the reservation that is so important. My favorite part of the changes at MassGov made to the mass vaccination site is when you spend all morning in the queue, it is finally your turn, you select an open time slot, and then it kicks you back to the queue. Fun. Another person says, also, if you get through the queue and click on something it doesn't like, it randomly takes you back to the queue. Now the wait time is 374 minutes with no explanation. This is completely unacceptable. Hire someone else. And then some people are making friends over their hatred for this website, and they say, going through your Twitter and feeling a lot less alone. Smiley face.
Bringing people together is what Charlie Baker does.
Now, incompetent government really can make people realize how much we all have in common. I can't believe that this is such a disaster, but it really is pathetic. All right, without further ado, it is time for producer's picks.
And now, the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day, producer's picks.
Now, Jared Diglio is my producer. He's on the board. And I got to say, Jared, I've got about 10 stories here I didn't get to, so I'm hoping some of your picks include a couple of these. Maybe Mr. Potato Head, perhaps?
Yes, we actually have a couple stories about world problems being solved.
Okay, awesome. Take it away, sir.
First of all, the gender issue is solved.
Oh, good.
Everything is good. Mr. Potato Head. Some people may remember the Mr. Potato Head toy that's been around forever. It's a plastic potato, and you can put eyes and ears and all those things on it. Well, Mr. Potato Head.
In a top hat.
Has gone gender neutral. Much to the delight of underrepresented potatoes everywhere, Hasbro has announced that they're doing a gender neutral potato head. It's still going to be potato head. They're just removing the mister from that.
I'm just picturing all the potatoes taking such a deep sigh of relief.
Yes.
Like, finally.
No word on what happens to the now widowed Mrs. Potato Head.
Were you, but, now if you had to pick one, were you a Mr. or a Mrs.?
I was always a Mr. Mr. Potato Head, Pac-Man, didn't like Pac-Woman.
I liked Mrs. Potato Head. She had crazy lips. He had kind of a weird smile, but she had the crazy big lips.
Yeah, she had like those fake like wax lips.
Well, this is great news. I mean, gender neutral. Isn't it just a potato then?
Yes.
I feel like everything that made Mr. Potato, Mr. Potato was kind of male oriented, like the top hat.
Yes.
The mustache. So now it's, you just get the potato with no accessories?
Yes, you get a potato with no accessories. I do have to say, though, the following this on Twitter was my first introduction to Brian Stelter being called Mr. Potato Head.
Really? That was your first time hearing?
I hadn't seen that before. That is some pretty funny stuff.
I have to say, though, at this point, Jared, if someone has a kid and they're buying them Mr. Potato Head, and it's just basically now potato, you kind of should go with the more economical route and just buy a potato. Potatoes are super cheap. You can get a whole bag. Say, forget Mr. Potato Head. Son, I'm giving you the entire town. This is Potato Village. And you just hand them a huge bag of potatoes. And it will last forever for a couple months. And then it will start growing things. I don't know. Just an idea.
More societal problems solved from the Chinese leaders, the people that brought you. No, it definitely nothing happened in a lab over here. Comes a declaration from the Chinese Communist Party that they have ended rural poverty in their nation.
Wow.
One, I can totally believe that. Two, they also don't mention how they ended rural poverty.
Details.
In the nation. You know, they just come out and say, hey, we did it. It's kind of like, you know, the website didn't work, but it didn't crash.
Right. Semantics.
Yeah, it's just semantics.
That's a big statement, but you know what? If they say it, according to the mainstream media, when they announced their COVID death rates and, you know, the great progress they were making with vaccinations, CNN, MSNBC, they all took that at face value. So I don't know why we should question this.
Absolutely.
I don't want to be fanning the flames of misinformation.
And good news or bad news, depending on how you feel on this, Frasier is actually coming back to TV. They're doing a second Frasier series. Kelsey Grammer will return to reprise his role of Dr. Frasier Crane. It's going to be about the next chapter in his life. There's no word on whether the rest of the cast, obviously his father passed away in 2018, so he won't be there, but there's no word on whether the rest of the cast is there. Frasier Part 2. Was Frasier a good show?
Okay, this is how I feel about Frasier. I did not watch it. But people who do watch it, this is like the Taylor Cormier hour here, but Taylor's a big fan of the show. He tells me it's very, very funny. I do really like Kelsey Grammer. I think he's very talented. He also happens to be a huge conservative, which also,
oh, well, then this is going to last two episodes before it gets canceled for some reason. Don't get too excited.
But no, the actors on that show, I see clips sometimes, you know, old clips, and they were very good. And the show had a rhythm. I would give it a chance. I should probably go back and watch the original. But, I mean, they're rebooting everything else, so why not reboot this?
I also enjoyed Frasier. I thought it was a good show.
I'm not really. There was someone named Grace in it, wasn't there? No. Maybe I'm thinking Ferris Bueller. I thought the girl's name was Grace, who was in the radio biz with him.
Oh, his producer? No, her name was
Mary? Yeah, whatever. But my point is that in general, I'm not a fan of reboots.
Roz. Her name was Roz.
Roz. Yeah, maybe I just really connected with her, but I don't actually know why. I generally don't like reboots, but sure, give Frasier the reboot. He's a conservative. Get one of us on TV.
So we mentioned the Neera Tanden stuff, Biden's
OMB nominee,
and her nomination is in jeopardy because of a series of awful things she did on Twitter. So Eric Swalwell had to hop in on here because Neera Tanden is Indian American.
Yes, I saw this.
And his tweet, "I represent one of the largest Indian American districts in the U.S. How do I look at what's happening to Neera Tanden and tell little girls of South Asian descent that they'll have the same opportunities in life as white men? The answer, I can't. And that's a shame." Now, if I'm Eric Swalwell, I'm probably going to take a step back from talking about Asian women for a while. Just, you know, I mean, just as kind of a personal choice in my life.
One would think, and the amazing part of a lot of these situations where the politicians step in it is that they have to write it out. You know that expression how he always says, if you don't have to write it, say it. If you don't have to say it, wink it. If you don't have to wink it, nod it. Writing something out gives you a hyper-awareness of what you're about to say. You have to put it down. So I'm always amazed when they're typing this out on their iPhones while getting their Starbucks coffee that not at any point does the self-awareness light bulb ding and they go, maybe not, maybe not. But no, they send them out 10 out of 10 times and they get dunked on 10 out of 10 times. Really amazing.
And we don't have time to get to it today, but a tease for tomorrow's producer picks.
Ooh.
The Los Angeles Times has ranked the 10 best Girl Scout cookies.
I was having this debate with someone today whether or not Girl Scout cookies are overrated.
Ah, we shall discuss tomorrow in Producer's
Yes.
Picks.
Yes, indeed. You all have that to look forward to. That's a little tease for you guys for tomorrow. If you haven't tried Super Beats Heart Chews, you're missing out. You know, I might think Girl Scout cookies are overrated, but I did not think Super Beats are. They are absolutely delicious. They're great if you have bad circulation or if you have high blood pressure or if you just get a little bit tired in the afternoon, you want a little boost, but you don't want to start drinking an extra cup of coffee and feeling all anxious and jittery. Super Beats Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grape seed extract. The grape seed extract used in Super Beats Heart Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy, the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take 2 delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere. I'm actually going to hold up this bag and I'll show you guys on YouTube. They come wrapped up like a Starburst almost. So you don't have to worry about mixing anything or it you know, if you throw them in your bag, they're totally fine. And get blood pressure support that you need and the energy you want. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Chews. Get Super Beats Chews today at getsuperbeats.com/grace. When you buy 2 bags, they'll throw in a 3rd for free. That's getsuperbeats.com/grace. We'll be back on the other side with Howard Lawrence Carr. Do not go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Good day, full of information and sound and Charlie Baker. What more do you need? Now I'm welcoming on my next guest, who is Howie Carr. Thank you for coming on the show, Howie.
Thank you, Grace, for having me.
So what are you most looking forward to discussing today?
The Charlie Parker explanation that there were no crashes today. It's just that some people were distressed to learn that there were 134,000 people ahead of them in the queue.
Yeah, it is distressing, you know? And when the number starts going up, I don't wait on hold a lot, Howie. I always take the option with, you know, airlines and stuff where they'll call you back. But if I was waiting on hold and the time was getting longer, that would concern me. I wouldn't be thrilled about that.
Yeah, and you know, he was just tap dancing today with those legislators. And again, they weren't the brightest bulbs on the Christmas tree, except for Eric Lesser, the senator. But you know, he has no answers. It's just like I've been saying, you know, it's all the federal government's fault. It's always somebody else's fault. Does the buck ever stop with Charlie Parker?
But Howie, one caller today brought up a really good point, and it's something I've noticed, but I've never really put my finger on, which is he always frames things like he's not part of his own administration. He's like, trust me, I'm just as aggravated as you guys are about all this nonsense. It's like, wait a second, you're the boss of these people. Like, why are you acting like you don't know them?
I know. And why did you go out yesterday and say there weren't going to be any problems today? You know, when that was our poll question yesterday, and 93% of the people said, of course there's going to be a crash. Of course it's going to be a disaster. I mean, you know, the past is prologue, isn't it? These people weren't going to become competent in a matter of moments, in one simple week.
Well, you know what, Howie, too? It's like the person who tweeted and said, at least last time when it crashed, you knew right away. This time you're waiting and waiting and waiting, and then you find out like 4 hours later that you're not getting an appointment. At least the octopus told you right from the get-go. You saw those tentacles and you thought, this does not sound good.
Yeah, where is the octopus tonight? Are some of our favorite seafood restaurants having a special on calamari tonight?
There's some lonely octopi out there.
Yeah, we're going to do something with the Cuomo stuff too. I love this story that the New York Post has a great editorial saying it's time to impeach this guy.
And I saw that.
It's just and all these reps who are going to be voting. I mean, especially the ones from Manhattan, New York City, they all seem to be falling in line that they want him impeached. And I would think all the Republicans. I don't know how many Republicans there are in the Assembly. There's still a good number in the state Senate. They'll all vote to get rid of this guy. I still don't think he's going to go anywhere. I think he'll finish out his term, but I'm not sure he's going to run for re-election anymore. I don't think he can run for re-election. I mean, that was horrible stuff that he was accused of.
Well, and Howie, I was talking about it earlier, Howie's referring to the piece by his former aide, Lindsay Boylan, and she put it on Medium, which is a really popular platform for a lot of these kind of pieces. When the Rolling Stone and all those places don't want to publish it, you put it on Medium, I guess. But what I wanted to say, though, Howie, is I was talking earlier. I said if I had to break up that piece, there would be little chapters. And the one chapter that really stuck out at me was the cigars.
Yeah, I know. Talk about delivering a message. He worked for Clinton, and then he's got her in the office by herself. He brings her across from this Christmas party in the convention center next to the Capitol, has a guy bring her down through the tunnel into his office. And she's all by herself with him, and she's scared out of her mind.
Right.
That she's in this office alone with this guy, and he's showing her his box of cigars, and he used to work for Bill Clinton. I mean, that's harassment right there. And how about the fact that he said, let's play strip poker in front of a state trooper? I mean, again, I'm getting the Clinton vibes. Well, you know, Clinton was using his state troopers in Arkansas as his pimps. His procurers, I guess, is a more correct word. But, you know, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Right.
Can you imagine? Yeah, I never have said, let's play strip poker to anybody. You know, it's just, it's not the kind of thing you say.
Howie always says this, and I go, of course you have it. You're not a Cuomo brother. But Howie, to your point, it shows the arrogance of this guy that he never thought he was going to get caught. And by the way, everyone, I'm just kidding. I don't know if this lady brought it. She could have brought it to any publication, or maybe she just wanted to do it on Medium. I really don't know.
She's also running for borough president of Manhattan. So, I mean, she's got a reason to be putting this out there. But I don't think, you know, that anybody, any woman wants to go through this kind of thing, do they?
I thought it was a very reliable piece, and I agree with you. The part about the strip poker was, and you know what, Howie? A guy called into the show today, and he said, you know, I'm old school, I give women compliments, but this seemed like it went too far. And I said, well, there's a difference, too, between, you have to throw in the element of, he's her superior, like he's her boss almost.
Well, do you remember when Trump was accused by the woman who won the bathing suit contest or the beauty pageant? She was from South America, and he got irritated with her because she was putting on weight. That was like a front page story in the New York Times. President Trump accuses woman of getting too fat and threatens to fire her.
Well, Howie, I thought...
Now, apparently Cuomo was doing exactly the same thing.
I thought the part about you look like his old girlfriend, you guys could be sisters, but you're the better looking one, that was very telling as well. Guys, Howie's going to be breaking this story down, so don't go anywhere. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll be back tomorrow with more. This is The Grace Curley Show.